Really, the carelessness with which coachmen drive these days. I'm sure I've broken a bone. The name's Magnus, sir. Peter Magnus. Sounds well, don't you think?
Oh, very well, sir.
Here's my card. The initials, you see, make PM. Sometimes, sir, in notes to friends, I sign myself Afternoon.
The jest is clearly calculated to afford them the highest amusement.
Now, what should you say if I were to tell you I'm going down to Ipswich in order to make a proposal?
I should tell you to make quite certain that your meaning is not misinterpreted.
Yeah, now, that is where you may help me, Mr. Pickwick.
Aye, but I have no experience.
You see, the lady is a genteel person whom I do not wish to alarm with my metropolitan dash. Now, how is it best to begin?
Well, Mr. Magnus first. I would be tempted to seize her hand.
Oh, yes, very good.
And then I should come to the simple question. Will you have me? The lady will turn her head in order to conceal her facial expression.
Which will, of course, be one of great joy.
Possibly, sir, possibly. Then I think, Mr. Magnus, that I should steal a respectful kiss.
Oh, my word. And you claim you have no experience, you sly dog. Hey.
Mr. Magnus, you must join me for dinner. My friends will be fascinated to meet you.
And sometimes, gentlemen, sometimes in notes to friends, I sign myself Afternoon. This wine. So delicate.
The wine was sour, the food filthy, and the evening miserable.
And not wishing to alarm the lady with my metropolitan dash.
Mr. Pickwick's eyes twinkled at us. We stared back with murder in our hearts.
And I trust you will be here tomorrow to congratulate my success.
Wouldn't miss it for the world, sir. Now, I fear we have monopolized you long enough.
Mr. Pickwick took out his pocket watch and laid it in front of the fascinating Magnus.
Upon my soul, 12 o'clock! This will never do. I shall be pale tomorrow. Gentlemen, afternoon bids you good night.
Mr. Pickwick.
Not a word, Tupman. You have my eternal thanks, Snodgrass. Sam, light me to my chamber.
Now, this next chapter is rather interesting.
We have the record of it in Mr. Pickwick's own hand. Mr. Pickwick climbs into his nightshirt.
And then misses the ticking of his pocket watch on the pillow.
I have left it upon the dining room table. It is sure to be purloined.